Hello, and welcome to the audio training of Head, Heart, and Hands, the Human Experience of Change. Let's start by anchoring this change management training in our 2020 flight plan. This training will support two key areas. First, it will support our resilience by giving us the skills to anticipate and adapt to change. Second, it will support culture. At NetJets, how we do it is as important as what we do. At its core, the head, heart, and hands is a framework for how to manage change. Are you ready to become more agile at change? Let's begin. Change is opportunity. We all resist change. It's part of the human condition. As much as we all want things to stay the same, it's a universal principle that they are not going to. It's true everywhere you go. And it's especially true here at NetJets. Change is how we evolve as a company. If things never changed, we would stay the same, and we would never achieve the goals of our 2020 flight plan. Change is unstoppable and impersonal, like the weather. Yet all of us resist it. We take it personally. We don't realize that change is just change. It is neither good nor bad, until our human condition, the ego, takes over. Once the ego takes over, we become lost in our fears and start telling ourselves stories. We become wrapped up in these stories and blind to the incredible opportunities that change offers us. We miss out on how change is our biggest opportunity for growth. Think about this. Have you ever grown in your life without making a change in your internal or external conditions? Likely not. Getting out of your comfort zones and changing is the only way to evolve. Change management is energy management. Leaning in and adapting to change won't just help you evolve. It's also smart energy management. Let's take a look at how this works. When a change happens, you can fight it and put your energy into resistance, or you can get intentional and put your energy into understanding the change and your own inner experience. From what you learn and discover, you then take strategic steps to adapt. Both fighting the change and mobilizing to the change will use up energy. Which one do you think takes up more energy? The resistance or the mobilization? Yes, the resistance actually takes up a lot more energy than adapting and getting on board. In addition, as change is inevitable, putting energy into resisting it is an investment you won't get much return on. Resisting creates a lot of anxiety that could be avoided by instead developing good tools for cultivating adaptability. Admittedly, doing this is much easier said than done, but it's possible, and with practice, we can get better. This is where the Head, Heart, Hands training will support. Head, Heart, Hands offers a simple, effective, human-based framework to help you move through your resistance to change and adapt efficiently to the rapid changes we experience at NetJets. As change is a constant both at work and in your personal life, if you get good with these tools, you might even find that life gets a little easier all around. The Head, Heart, and Hands training is designed to provide a clear framework for how to handle change and get from can't to could. Increase your self-awareness of your emotional experience of change. Offer practices and strategies for dissolving your resistance to change so you can adapt more quickly and allow you to enjoy more peace of mind while delivering more impact at work. To be successful during this training, stay curious and suspend judgment of yourself or anything else. Put your human condition, the ego, in the backseat, letting your higher self steer the ship. With this mindset, you can expect to experience some big ahas about how you typically respond to change and how you can self-manage. The audio training will be organized in four parts. Part 1, understanding change, resistance, and commitment. Part 2, getting to know the head, heart, and hands. Part 3, self-awareness. Part 4, self-management. Part 1, understanding change, resistance, and commitment. As humans, our initial response to change is rarely constructive. We resist, And that's okay. It's the human condition. Here's the typical human response to change. We react with a lot of different emotions. Shock, panic, blame, frustration and anger, complacency and checking out, fear of getting out of our comfort zone, depression, grief for the way things were. We start to tell ourselves stories about how change is hard. First of all, know that resisting change is completely normal. Psychologists say it's part of our biological hardwiring. Change activates the nervous system. The nervous system is constantly scanning our environment for signs of safety and signs of threat. This happens automatically. This isn't something we consciously choose to do, nor is it something we can turn off. Change often lands as a threat in our nervous system because it's unfamiliar to us. When something is unfamiliar, our system puts us on hyper alert, parts of our brain shut down, and our nervous system will choose from a short list of emergency stress responses: fight, flight, freeze, or fawn. So, what might these reactions look like? If we are in fight, we are combative and resistant to change. If we are in flight, we might change the subject and ignore the change. Maybe we pretend it isn't happening. If we are in freeze, we might feel bewildered. Our cognition is shut down, and we don't engage, talk, listen, or learn. Fawn is the last response. It takes a lot of forms, like cracking jokes to ease the tension or sucking up. We might also fake engagement in order to be seen as a good employee. Stop and consider these four responses: fight, flight, freeze, and fawn. Which one is your response when you experience a stressful change?